Orange Unified adopts parent Bill of Rights, votes to fly governmental flags only. The Orange Unified School Board adopted a parent's Bill of Rights, which grants district parents and guardians the right to know what their children are being taught and the right to be heard by district leaders. At a special June 20 board meeting, trustees unanimously approved the resolution, though trustees Andrea Yamasaki and Chris Erickson criticized the proposal, saying they thought parents weren't notified of it in time to give feedback. Erickson also called the proposal political theater, saying that district parents already had such rights. The bill pledges to grant parents access to classroom materials including curriculum and any supplemental materials, reading lists and books available in classrooms or libraries, and promises to allow parents' voices to be heard by providing at least 2 in-person school meetings with them per year and considering parental feedback when making decisions. Under the bill, parents also have the right to access the district's budget, academic plans, school choice options, immunization requirements, student privacy policies, and instructions on how to opt their child out of comprehensive sexual health education. Trustee Madison Miner, who said some parents have expressed concerns about their children's education, called the bill a starting point and committed to continuing to get input from parents. "We need to continue working through this and making sure that we are listening to the voices of our parents in the school district," she said. Miner also called for the board to start drafting a student's bill of rights to make sure our students and parents are being heard. Additionally, board president Rick Ledesma said he hoped the bill would empower parents to become more involved in their children's education. Some parents commended the board for what they said was protecting their rights. "Our children need to work together," one parent said. "This will encourage a new atmosphere in the district in which parents, school staff, and administrators are all on the same team." Others criticized the bill, saying it was unnecessary. "There is nothing new here. This is already everything already do," one parent said during public comment. "If you want to spend your time doing something, improve our elementary schools." Trustees also unanimously voted to adopt a policy allowing only the U.S. and state flags to be flown on district and school flag poles. Erickson questioned whether anyone had asked to fly another type of flag, calling the resolution performative. The vote comes as the city of Huntington Beach issued a similar rule on flags at city facilities in February.